This is the first statement of the Braisa. Dofen sukkah ki dofen Shabbos. You can have a dofen sukkah that's made up of kanim kanim, as long as they are within the shtir ravud. Tosis points out, ein zek rav yosha de besamuch, de bay mechitzos kitzchach, filosimuv mechamoso. So this is Nogea, what we see on Amud Beis. It's the next piece of Gemara. Rav Yosha has a shita that the halacha tzosa meruv mechamasa is not just din eschach, it's din tfanas as well. That means, obviously, that this would not be correct. You cannot have a sukkah made up of a situation of kanim that are within shir lavud, because notwithstanding the fact that there's lavud, the mitzvah is that the sun breaks through, just like umashal by schach. If you set up schach in such a manner, we discussed back in Dav Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, you have schach set up, and you have lavud between the pieces of the schach, but umaisa, there's chamasim b'mitzilasa, that's a problem. The chama doesn't know about lavud, right? That's the mitzvah, however you explain it. We saw the Rush and the Ran, that parts move on omed in schach is a problem, despite the fact that that there's lavud there. But in terms of the halach of chama, you're not going to solve it with lavud. So it is with the tfanos. So this obviously would not go according to Rav Yosha. That's the tosis over here. Next tosis, Shabbos in Niteres Omimel parts. This is the second statement of the Braisa. This Braisa says that there's a chumra of Shabbos over Sukkah, and the Shaila is what that means in the Gemara, whether it's Shabbos the Sukkah, a Sukkah, or Shabbos the Alma, Shabbos the Sukkah. But what's the chumra of Shabbos over Sukkah? That Shabbos ein niteres, the Lashon is, ella ba'omei meruba al ha'poretz, mashekin b'sukkah. That Shabbos needs to have omei meruba. Mashma, so this language of that you need omei meruba, mashma ha kiporetz asr. In other words, you need to have omei meruba, and if it's equal, that would not count. You have to have more omei. Not just that it shouldn't be more parots, you need that it shouldn't even be half and half. It has to be omid meruba. But if that's the case, if that's the girsa that we have here, this could have been a basis for a question, and where it could have asked, Lura Papa, the Alma Perkama de Ervin, parots ke omid mutter. Rav Papa explains that what Hashem told Moshe was not that you need gedor ruba, but rather al tiferetz ruba. Right? What was it that Hashem told Moshe in Hilchus Machitzin? That's machokas amaroyim. Whether it was gedor ruba, it has to be more omeid. If it's half and half, it's also no good. Or what Hashem said was atifrots ruba, meaning omeid kiparot is mutter. That's Rav Papa held. So this would have been a kasha on Rav Papa. It says that Shabbos needs omeid meruba. That means that parot ka omeid is no good. But Tosa says he should know. B'lav achi tosav hasam. Anyway, this shita Rav Papa was refuted. In that sugya, afagav delchse kavase kedaminu hasam l'maisa, we end up holding that way. Mishum dakinu nasdisin kavase kedam hasam. But l'maisa, we have other kashas on him. So this would have been another basis to ask him here. The igasin hacha, there was another girsa that would even solve this problem over here as well. The igasin hacha shabbos en niteres beparts meruba ala omei denasi shaker. If we would have the girsa, not shabbos en niteres ela beomei meruba, but rather Shabbos en niteres in a case of parts meruba. But if it's a case of parts kilomay, that would still be okay, then everything is fine. Tosus dibra maschil sichich agabi mavush yesh lo lechik sheva. Okay, so this is now another migo. We started off with a migo of Rabbah from Sukkah to Shabbos, v'chein l'Shabbos, migo davidofen l'Sukkah, havidofen l'Shabbos. That's considered a case of chamirta, of kilta l'chamirta rather, but then there's another case of chamirta l'kilta, and that is that you go the other way, amigo dehavi, what, that it works for Shabbos, it would also work for Sukkah. So we have two examples mentioned on the base on this. One is the case of sikich agabi mabashish l'lechi, that it's just like it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah, and then the other case is agabi pasi biro. So the taptosis relates to this case, now, l'maisa, the Seder of Tosus, it's a little bit the opposite. It's the opposite of the way it phrases it in Tosus Arash. Tosus begins with one issue, and then later on he tries to focus in exactly what's the case, but Tosus Arash has it the other way around. But it's clear Tosus is already thinking in the beginning what he says later about how he understood the case of this mavui. Tosus says as follows. So you have a migo from Shabbos to Sukkah. Bein l'man d'omar perkam d'irvin, l'achi mishum hekeira. Bein l'man d'omar mishum mechitza. Kasha. Ma inyan sukkah d'boi mechitzos do raisa l'mavoy d'rabbonan. D'midaraisa b'lo l'achi k'sheira. What Tosis is obviously assuming in the case is that the case of mavoy is a mavoy that's not mefulash. It's a mavoy that's a dead end. Those are three walls, two parallel walls, and then dofen and sight. So in the case like that, the lechi is only needed on the fourth side, midrabana. Midraisa, I have three mechitzos. So the whole tikkun of the lechi that's working by Shabbos is only on the level of what of midrabana. And that's true, however you understand the notion of the lechi on the fourth side. There's two shittas in the Gemara. Lechi mishum hekeira, to create a heker, or lechi mishum mechitza, that since it's at the edge, it's like the beginning of a mechitza, so it's counted halachically as if there were a mechitza on the fourth side. That's called lechi mishum mechitza. Either way, but since I have three walls, again, this is what Tos is going to show later on, the loka Rashi, that the case of mavui is a mavui that's not mefulash, again, and if that's the case, ma inyan sukkah. Sukkah, on the other hand, we're talking about, as Tosis again is going to say at the end of Tosis, what makes it a little harder because you haven't learned the second half of the Tosis, but what does Tosis say? That vis-a-vis Sukkah, you only have two walls. Because the Sukkah is not close to the Dofen Emtzai, it's further away from Dofen Emtzai. So Sukkah needs a migo to solve the problem on the Devaisa level. Right? This is what Tosis says at the end, the Tosis says it already in the beginning, and then asks this Kasha. Okay, Rabbi Say, everyone, do I need the board? It's understood, right? We have, it's clear, right? Dofen and Say is here, two walls. That's the Mavli. For Shabbos, I have three walls, and then I have a Lechi on the fourth side. For Sukkah, since it's removed from Dofen and Say, so Sukkah now has only two walls, which Midaraisa doesn't work, because I need a Tefach for the third. So what are you trying to say? The Tikkun of the Lechi, that suffices for Shabbos, Migo David Dofen l'Shabbos, now will work for Sukkah. But this benefit of the Lechi for Shabbos is only a benefit in Benogea Adin Drabana. And what you want to accomplish with it for Sukkah is to solve a problem on what level? The Raisa. So this is Tosis Kasha. Again, Tosis already has in mind the Tzir from the end of the Tosis. That's Tosis here for asking. So I don't care why the lechi works by Shabbos, heker or mechitza, but ma inyan sukkah, the boy mechitzos doraisa. We're talking about a din doraisa, the mechitzos of shtam kilchas and tzitzis lefil tefach, which lechi doesn't have, but you're going to try to use migo for that. But you're trying to solve a midoraisa problem with your migo. Lemavui drabanan, because after all, we're talking about a mavui that's not mefulash, the midoraisa below lechi shari. So therefore, all the lechi is doing for you by Shabbos is solving a drabbanan issue, and now you want to use the migo to carry over to a din sukkah where the problem lies on a deraisa level. The ini mechitzas midaraisa, and by Shabbos I have them. By sukkah I don't have it. I only have two. Good.
Yeah. Question. Tosos is learning the migo from a case of mavoi sasdom, which is three walls with a lechi, to a case of sukkah, which would have two walls with a lechi.
Correct, because Tosus is already knowing the case, what he's going to express later, that what the case is that the sukkah was constructed not next to the dofen emtzai, which is the dead end of part of the mavui, but away from that. So all you have in sukkah is two walls, whereas in Ogea, the mavui of Shabbos, you have three walls. So what you're trying to do for sukkah is solve a problem that I don't have enough mechitzos midoraisa, because I only have two walls, that's not good enough midoraisa, and I'm using the migo that worked for Shabbos to make a drabban on heter.
Right, but in terms of like Rashi on Zion or Aleph, when
Rashi is separate, Rashi learned
to do. So in terms of Tosos, by Rava, when Rava says that Shtakil Shlishis Kil Tepach will work by sukkah, which verse by sukkah will work by Shabbos?
Right.
So how will Tosos learn
that we discussed in the beginning. We have to see what, how does it work by sukkah. So it could be a din. By sukkah is a din d'oraisa. So as a Pesach, we have to deal with that. We'll come back with Iran.
So I'm saying,
it's a din d'oraisa. It's d'oraisa to d'oraisa.
You mean, will Tosfos allow any two-walled structure with a third tefach to also be?
Migu is a principle, but it has to be even. In other words, if the migu is working here midrabanan, then you're not going to be able to hold that's going to work here midrabanan. That's Tosfos' problem. If the tikkun that you're using over here in the first place is a d'oraisa, then migu can say, so here too, if the problem is a d'oraisa, but it will solve it even on the other case, on the other problem.
I'm saying, Tosfos is clearly learning migu as it's not referring to the same structure. It could be from the...
No, it's the same rechi. Yeah.
No, the same rechi. It's from a mavoi selsim case to a case of...
No, again, you're asking good. You're asking good, but like we have to explain this. But the Gemara says it's the rechi. The rechi is solving a problem by Shabbos, and just as it solves a problem by Shabbos, it solves a problem by sukkah. Now, it so happens that the sukkah problem is a deraisa problem, because we figure out the case that the two walls of the sukkah are not adjacent to that third wall. And by Mavoi, by Shabbos, it's a drabana problem. That's the problem Tos has. But Tos has to try to reduce the issue by sukkah to drabana. That's Tos's strategy. Tos has to show you that what the Lechi is going to solve for sukkah is only a drabana issue,
but
not a deraisa.
He's extrapolating from the case of the Mavoi Sussum that the Lechi will also teach a different type of structure, i.e. a sukkah structure. Only two walls.
Again, that's because otherwise you have no problem with sukkah. If it were not like that, then Tos going to say it's going to have no problem. What's the issue? If three walls is perfect by sukkah, you have more than you need.
Right.
So therefore, obviously, Tos is going to have to say it's removed from that wall, from that middle wall, and therefore, by sukkah, I have an issue because I only have two walls. So now I have to use the lechi as the shlishis afil tefach, but that's helping our deraisa. But on in a Shahilos Shabbos, it's being matter till only a drabanan. So how can you say a migul from a drabanan, tikkun drabanan, to a tikkun d'orais? And for Tosfos, via Shlomer. And this is the famous Tosfos, keep this, Rabosa, we had it only outside, now we have it inside. When we learned Amid Aleph, you understand why you have to learn a sugya together. You learn it again, now you have no already, you know already what's coming. We learned on Amid Aleph, the notion of tefach sochek. Right? And we wanted to know, tefach sochek as opposed to a regular tefach. What did the Torah say in the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Do you need tefach sochek, that Rav Simon of tefach sochek? Is that part of the halacha? Is that the rice is only drabanan? So then we only had, Amid Beis, there's a tosis on this. Now we know where the tosis is and why he said it. Now this is, we discovered something, right? V'yesh lomar, let's see tosis. The Mairi takes me to Kimta. The Mairi Belechi Tefach. Oh, Nukimta. This is not the only Mahalach. We've seen the Ran, Mr. Shem Sunday. There's other Mahalachim here. But the Ran, the Tosu says, it's talking about a Lechi Tefach. Kidamin Le'el. Now we'll see the Russian is a little bit harder to reread the words. It's clear Tosu is saying, just in terms of the flow of the words. Kidamin Le'el. Demamido Bepachas Migimu Samachodofen. What did we say in Amid Aleph that you do with your tefach? You put it just within the shir lavud. In other words, a little bit of the tefach is within shir lavud, but that's where you position it. Not mamish connecting, keneged hayotzei, but away from it, just to, it should be barely within the shir lavud. So now you have the shir dalet connecting with the lavud and the tefach sochik. That's the right. That's the tefach. Tefach sochek. The hainu midrabanan. What does Tosis mean? The hainu midrabanan. That requirement of tefach sochek, mamido, the pachas migimel, that I should get out of this a rov dofen, a shir dalet, that's only drabanan. Meaning midaraisa, what would have been enough? Regular tefach, not putting it within just within shir lavud to try to get four out of it. No, memela what? So memela, what are you gaining over here? For sukkah, only a drabana, not a deraisa, because the lechi is a tefach. So the lechi is where it is, the samuch, that array solves sukkah mid deraisa. Ubishabis, shari, aide migu, afil, besamuch, adofen. That's how you read the words. We're talking about a lechi tefach. And like we said before, that wood, you have to put it some, that's a drabana. And that's where the migu is going to come in. Ubishabis, when it comes to Shabbos and Sukkot, Sharia de migu, afil besamach dofen. So therefore, again, this is where you see in Tosis and Mufurish, the Ge'amid Aleph, Tevach Sokek is drabana. The Hilchis Sol Moshe Misinai, that would have spoken about Tefach, wherever. Doesn't need to be Tevach Sokek positioned just within Shilab. Melo, what do I have? I have a migu from drabanan by Shabbos to drabanan by Sukkot. A second. Avo in the Tarets. Tosis, maybe there's another way to get around the problem to reduce it to drabanan. Just say simple. Don't make the lechi a tefach. Lechi is a mashu. But the tefach is a drabanan. So the same basic approach, but let's just forget about making the tefach sochi drabanan. Make the whole tefach drabanan. The tefach sukkah medrabanan umedaraisa bekosu. Shlishis afiru something, afiru kosu. Tefach is drabanan. This is no, can't be. Why? I have a perk on a palace in Nida, Kachashiv, Dofen Sukkah, Bahadi Chamisha Sheshiura and Tefach. So it makes, mentions here five things that the halach is Nida Tefach. One of them is Dofen Sukkah, the third wall of the Sukkah. Ramin and Hassam, in that Gemara, the Gemara explains the Lo Chashiv Korah Tefach, the halach of Korah by Mav is also a Sheer Tefach. The Korah has to be Sheer, thickness of a Tefach. Why not mention that? Mishim Dahavim Drabanan. Because that's a dindra abana, v'lo chashiv ela hanach d'ksivan v'lo mefarish yorayu. We're only talking about things that have a, that are doraisa. Ksivan means they're doraisa, but it doesn't say what the shir is. So there are five things that have shir tefach that are midoraisa, and korah is only drabana. So what do you see before? And it mentions in the list of the list of five things that are tefach, it mentions the shlishis of sukkah. So you see that the shlishis tefach is a doraisa. Strange tells Nida Gemara Nida Lachoritz Mefurish and Asuki. No, what do you Gemara say? Ukma Hilchisa. The Gemara says that earlier, right? The Askiy Hilchisa the Ukma Tefach. Yeah, Achronim asked that. I don't know. Tosis, maybe Tosis didn't. I don't know. I mean, maybe Tosis that Ukma Tefach is only Rabbanan Ukma whatever. I don't know. The Gemara seems to say Ukma Tefach is the Hilchisa. Okay. Well, Maisa Tosis has so different. The Tefach you can't compromise on. That's a Doraisa. But the Samach Adofen, Samach Adofen rather, that's the Drabbanan. So what do I have in this Migu? Something interesting. The Lechi by Shabbos is Matir together with three walls. Drabbanan for Shabbos, total Drabbanan. And Migu that works with three walls by Shabbos, it's going to work by Sukkah with two walls. That's strange. Okay, I understand it's drabanan, but here we're talking about a lechi with three walls. It's a different dynamic. It's lechi and three walls working to be matir. That doesn't seem to bother Tosis. And by sukkah, it's lechi with two walls. How do we explain that? What kind of amigo is that? Here it's a different issue. It's lechi and three walls. What will we have to say? But it's the lechi. It's the lechi, right? The lechi is like an extra tikkun, an extra fix on what the existing paradigm is. Three walls by Shabbos, not enough with Rabban. You need the lechi. So the lechi is not enough to get you over the top. So in a similar way comes the migu and says what? So you just have to think about the chap, about how to understand sukkah. It goes well with the rush of the Yerushalmi that we had. That really, what is the third wall? It's just like an extra tosefes onto the two. Who's really carrying the weight of the heter? With that svar of the rush, I think it makes it easier. Just like by Shabbos, the real weight of the heter is coming from the three walls. Elamai, you need a token tikkun on the fourth wall in the form of a lechi. So here it's true, it's two walls, not three. But really the heter is there. You have the mil koach heter in the two. But you're missing something. You have the tefach too, don't forget. But by putting it not within Lavud, so that extra tikkun that you need in the third in terms of the third wall, which is the tikkun on top of the two, that it has to be within Lavud. So you don't need that. It can work even here to solve to make the tikkun work around Rabbanan as well. But it's really the two walls that are operating. Atkan, that's what Tosfos wants to learn in terms of the pshat of this migu of agabi mavli sheish golechi. So both are drabbanans, and again, the case is going to be, as Tosfos is now going to explain to us, where exactly the sukkah part is, but it's only a drabbanan problem in both cases. And the lechi is actually a lechi of a tefach, but because it's that position within three of lavud, that's why you have to still deal with the drabbanan, and that's where the migu comes in to help you. Yeah, Ari.
When Tosfos says that the tefach sukkah is a drabbanan, is he referring to the case of Shabbat Hilchasan, or is he referring to the case of Mavur Fulah? He's referring to Mavur Fulah, right? What did he say?
Shabbat Hilchasan is it? I don't mean Shabbat Hilchasan.
As we're talking about a case here of Mavur Fulah, and you're saying that this, like the only tikkun, so the lava that you would need, that's only drabbanan.
You're talking about because it's actually tefach. Pas abba, is what you're saying. Rabbi Yehuda, right. In the case of Kimavu, you have Rabbi Yehuda and then you have of Simon. Right.
So
Yehuda says, tefach sochek. In Rabbi Yehuda is good even over here, even when it's Kimavu. Tosfos doesn't mention Pasdali.
So even Mavim Foolish would be good in the Raisa with just...
That's right. That's what you see, right? Tosfos doesn't mention Pasabah, you're right? Right. Tosfos is talking Tevach Sochik, and yet this case of Sukkah is a case of Kimavu, Rafi.
Tosfos never mentions Tevach Sochik either. How do we know that when he says
Domino
Isle, it's not going back on
Pasdal? The Mamido with
Pachif Megimel.
You want the Mamido?
The Tosfos,
the Pasdal. The Pasdal?
Yeah.
The Mari Belechi Tefach. The mamido sounds like going on the tefach. No, mamido. No, the words tefach. Kedamina de mamido. I know, but think the mamido. Suddenly, if it meant pesach pasdal, wouldn't it say mamid pasdal et pachas migimel? No, what?
He says tefach and tefach sochik. It'd still be different regardless.
No. Because it's not pachas migimel, so it's a tefach sochik. Because you have to compensate for the fact that you're going into the lavage. So that doesn't have to say it. By saying mid pachas migimel, it's the tefach. The tefach has to be sochik. That doesn't bother me as much. But if you're saying tosfos meant pasdal, why would he not say pasdal? Maybe going grab Rav Yehuda. Yeah. I mean, if Rav Yehuda's Tevach Soki is Drabbanan by Mavui, then obviously the Pasdal is also Drabbanan also. So I'm saying it could be, he doesn't have to say, because he says, if you mind me the Tefach, the Pachas Megimel, then obviously you have to compensate for the fact that you've eaten up some of, you want to get the Dalit, so you have to obviously have Sochik. He didn't have to say, Tevach Soki is still a Tefach. A Pasdal is not a Tefach. So you mind me the tefach? Okay, he didn't call it the tefach sochik, but it is a tefach. So unless you change the gears somehow, Tosfos is not miramis to pasdal. Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah, Nachum.
According to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba and Eirvin, why is this even a kasha? Because don't they hold it as the tikkun d'oraisa?
We'll get there. It's next part of Tosfos with the sugya and Eirvin with the.
In the kasha.
We'll get there. We'll get there with the Rashi. We'll see. We'll soon get to Gemara and Eirvin. Yeah, but it's interesting. Tosfos ignored the pasdalit, but obviously that's good drabbanan as well. That's a given. So whatever's drabbanan gets fixed with the lechi tefach. That's the point. If tefach is enough, even when it's a suy kemavui, then and you have a lechi tefach, then the only thing at stake is a drabbanan, and that's where the migu from Shabbos to Sukkah works. That's Tosfos' thing. So it means tefach sochik is drabbanan, and pasdalit is certainly drabbanan. Yeah, Ram.
But according to Simon, where you said the fourth pachit, the past arba that he puts, so he gets seven, he gets like a regular wall. So I thought he was saying that like he rejects the concept of when you have a mavui before, it's like you can't really do anything. Like you have to like work within. Meaning, like would we say that Tosfos would allow that arba pachit to be far away from the wall according to Simon? Maybe
no, if you have a migo helps you. That's what migo. If you have a wall for Shabbos, then you can dispense with this extra drabbanan standard that the pasdal gives you.
But is it really rabbanan? Meaning, it sounds like Rav Simon is saying like he doesn't accept.
He doesn't accept it. All midrabbanans, all machokas and drabbanans. He says drabbanan, you need tevach sochek, and that's all that's necessary. And if Simit says no, given the fact that they're not a revan, so the chachamim would require more than just tevach sochek. They would require the pas dalit. It's all within drabbanans.
So within the migos, you would allow.
I think so. The same way that if according to Yehuda, you could waive tevach sochek because of migos, so you waive the pas dalit. It's all drabbanans, and drabbanan migo works for drabbanans.
I mean, it has to be there. Just doesn't have to be that close.
Just have to have a tefach, and the lechi is a tefach, and wherever it is fine.
Right. Yeah. When we were going during Seder, we thought that we said that midaraisa or Simon would require a pas dalet within three tefachim. It's just that our Torah was talking about with a case where there's a third dofen just beyond the schach, and therefore you solve a pilush issue, and then we can get back to like the chat we said earlier.
Okay, but well, you're making up a case. Okay, Tosfos did discuss
the
case.
That's the way Tosfos explains the case at the end. Because if you think about it, then how does Tosfos answer the question by saying that it's a three-wall?
Let's read on in Tosfos. We have to read the whole Tosfos in the Chinami. I mean, the Tosfos Rush, again, he starts off. Tosfos Rush starts off with this, with setting up the case. Right? The Lo Amayim Mo Misasim Begim Ruchos. The Rush goes the other direction. He mentions the second half of Tosus first, and then he has this part of Tosus second.
Where can we get from there that a mavum mefulish would be kosher with midaraisa with?
No, this is all coming to Rashi. Rashi says it's mefulish. That Tosfos is not going to like Rashi with sisum, but Tosfos obviously is assuming it's a mavish ena mefulish. It's a dead end mavum. So you have your three walls, and you have the tikkun midraban on the fourth wall. But for sukkah, you only have two walls.
Because I was saying, there's three walls for the sukkah.
No, it's since it's not connected to the.
Okay, but I'm saying, so what's it? So what's Tosfos accomplished by answering that?
Because since he's machadesh, that a tefach, whatever it is good midaraisa by sukkah. So therefore, I have only a drabbanan issue to deal with by sukkah, because my deraisa I have with my tefach. And the lech, and he has to make no kimta, that the lech is a tefach.
But why does he need a third wall for that, to say that answer?
What do you mean the third wall? The third goes to Shabbos. Because of Shabbos. Because he says, otherwise he can't accept, he's going to ask, he can't tolerate Rashi's Peshat.
So we want to say that you could also save to learn from there that then there's no Pilish in the Sukkah, and therefore you've accomplished time Pilchasan, so therefore since there's no Pilish, you have Pilchasan, and therefore you wouldn't need a Pas Dalet to create the wall to prevent Pilish. And therefore,
the Tefach takes away the need for the Pas Dalet.
Because the only reason you need pas dalet is because you had pilush in the sukkah. That's the pshat we gave.
So you're saying once you have the tefach, you're saying then you wouldn't need pas dalet anymore.
Once you have
the
pilush, and that one tefach of lachi.
No,
the sasum in the back.
Yeah, but you don't even know how much of a gap it is. I don't know if that's counting.
No, but there's no pilush in the sukkah.
No, but that's beyond the sukkah. That's not part of the sukkah. If it's not, it's not pilush, it has to be mamish part of the sukkah, connecting to the other, connecting to the other. I don't think so. I don't know. That would stop the pilush. It's not. That's not the sukkah. That's further out. I don't know. Either that, or he's ignoring, or it's a koshkin term of simmons. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
You never
required
it to be more than three away.
Rav Yehuda said that Tevach Sochek is in both cases, even in the case of Asui Kemavut.
But he said
Also, Tevach Milchok Ruach Sheyirtseh.
Rashi is no hechem amida mishuris.
Who says what you're saying? That it could be, that it has to be with the Ritva says it. Rabbi Yehuda also means sochek. Okay.
So in Rashi, I looked in the Sifta, they say Rashi says it's not so.
You mean, but Tosis is strange. Tosis never was silent about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you say. So anyway, it's strange in Tosis. Tosis doesn't say the words pasdalid, and he talks about mamido. You know, the parchas beloved. What?
It can't be a quote unquote review.
So what does he mean? So what does he mean? Pasdalid. What does he? He doesn't say it. Okay. So he means the pasdalid is the rabbanah. He just didn't say the word pasdalid. He talked about the tefa.
Or mamido.
Let's see the next part of Tosis. The Imtoma. Umavu Zeh, now comes to the actual Kimta. Umavu Zeh, Im Yesh Bo Gimel Mechitzos Gimuros. Now this Mavu, assuming it has three complete walls, Tepe Klei, the below Lechi, Asoka Ksheira. The Kaim Melon Kirabon, and the Amishtaim Kilchas, and the Shishas Afil Tefach. You don't need anything after three walls. If Shimon says you need three walls plus a Tefach, but we hold like the Rabbanan. So if you have if you have a perfect sukkah, so you have three walls, which is what the case is by Mavoi, then what's the need from Migul to sukkah? You have a perfect sukkah as it is. Ube kudris pirish. Now Rashi says, the Mairi ben Mavoi mefulash. So Rashi, we'll look carefully soon at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says the case is it's a Mavoi mefulash. In other words, not with a dead-end Mavoi. It's only two walls. Goes right through. So therefore, you obviously you're in need now of a tikkun for sukkah because you only have two walls, and the lechi apparently solves the problem by Shabbos, even though it's a mavi mefulash. And this Tosus has a problem. Below yitache, this cannot be pshat. Why the imkain lo mishteri belechi bekora elu Rabbi Yehuda? If you have a mavi mefulash, only two walls, then you cannot allow a tikkun that will be only on the third. After two walls, to have a third on a third wall, a lechi or a korah, only called Rabbi Yehuda, the kula amarai, but all the amarai hold kerabban and perakama de ervin, but aminah b'sof chalon b'sof kogagos de inalach Rabbi Yehuda b'mechitzos. So what is Tosus' word suggesting? You have to see the Gemara maybe, but Tosus is saying that could not work except for Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like him. We have to see this more carefully. Is this really correct? What does Tosus mean? Meaning it can't work even midoraisa. But Tosus means, but midrabban is still a problem. If it's still a problem midrabban, then you can't have your migul. Tosus means, we'll finish the Tosus first, but Tosus means one of two things. There's two ways to learn Tosus kasha, to outside. Either Tosus means that since we don't hold Rabbi Yehuda, so we hold it the Chacham, and therefore there literally is no heter on any level with two walls and a lechi or a korah. At least according to what he's explaining here for Shitas Rab. Because he's the one who said this. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Migul because there's nothing that's working by Shabbos. Alternatively, Tosus might be asking a different question. Maybe there is going to work with the Raisa, but Midrabanan, since he holds like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, so Midrabanan is a problem. The problem by Shabbos, Midrabanan, then how are you going to help to sort? But if that were the case, there's a way, perhaps, around explaining Rashi, and in a way, Tosus himself is going to acknowledge such a point in the next Tosus, we'll soon see. And this Rabbeinu Peretz mentions that it could be that if you have a din d'oraisa by working by Shabbos, and a drabanan could be a unique chumba to Shabbos. It doesn't have to carry over to Sukkah. Again, we'll have to see the nuances soon, but I'm thinking that there's a thought. That Lamaisa, there is a Heta Midoraisa, and that's where the Migul can now carry over the Sukkah. By Shabbos, is still Asad Rabbanan, good, but that's unique to Shabbos. Again, it's not 100% clear what Tosus meant to ask. He meant to ask, but you don't have a Heta Midoraisa there? Or, but you have a Heta Midrabbanan, you have an Isad Rabbanan, therefore you have nothing to gain with Migul because you can't bring over a Heta to Sukkah. If Lamaisa, bottom one, Midrabbanan is Asad by Shabbos. Because it is Kasha V'Yeshlomar, the Ola Mairi ben Mavoi Sasum Migimu Ruchos. Really, it's not a case of Mefulash. It's three walls. Umairi Kigon Shesichech Litzad Halechi Vilefnim Litzad Halechi Kama. His Shach, his Sukkah was done on the direction of the open area of the Mavli, where the Lechi is, the third side that's almost all open. In other words, further in, he didn't create the sukkah. That's not the, there's no third wall there. The hashta engazu sukkah elishte mechitzos v'lechiach. This is again back to the, and then what's the migul? Migul is the drabanan that Tosus talked about before. But chor, what shitas Rashi? Now, if you look in Lashon Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying something on this. Back on Amid Aleph. Rashi says, "V'ilu sukkah de Shabbos." Masui kimavei shtei defnos says, "Zu kineged zu sagi la b'lechi zakuf eitzel ayotzei afgav de inrach b'tefach." First of all, mefurish in Rashi, b'lechi is not a tefach, and it's two defanos plus a lechi. But the migu davi dofen le Shabbos have dofen le sukkah the hamar mishum the isle migu amarachi didach the amit lechi mishum machitza bazorek le mavi mefulash she yesh lo lechi chayiv, meaning that midoraisa has created a reshus hayachid. Does Rashi concede that the rabbanan it's not working?
Yeah.
Seems to be in Rashi an indication of the rabbanan chenav. But midoraisa you have a reshus hayachid. Alma midoraisa machitzahi. And memela mitocha reshus hayachid, from it to reshus hayachid, and him the rabbanan aser, because rabbanan are not going to treat it as reshus hayachid. So to go from this area of the two walls plus a lechi to another reshus hayachid will be asam derabanan, midoraisam yamutter. And if you hold of migul, then that should have been mentioned in the Braisa too. The Rashi seems to be saying that it works midoraisa, and that's all I need to carry over migul to sukkasa. What's the pshat? So what did Tosis ask? So if you have your Gemara and Ervin or the sheets, the Gemara quotes a statement, the Gemara modifies what he was saying. The first version was Mabu Shalon Ishtatvu Bachsher Belechi Azok Getocha Chayev Achsher Bekor Azok Getocha Patu. When is it called Rishus HaYachid? If it was Hechshero B'lechi, then it's creating now a Rishus HaYachid. Lechi Mishum Machitza. But Korah wouldn't do it. But the Gemara ends up changing the language. What? Because he started by saying, Lonish Tatfu Bo. The Gemara says, that shouldn't matter. Shituf Bo, what are they connected, the Chatzers, into to connect with each other, to be like one Rishus. That's irrelevant for this. So the Gemara says, rather, Itmar Hachi Itmar, Mavish in a Roy L'Shituf. Why? Why is a Mavish not Roy L'Shituf? Because the only type of Mavish that you can have Chatzeres join is a Mavish that's what? That's Mefulish or not Mefulish? It's not Mefulish. If a Mavish is sprayed through, then you cannot create Shitufei Mavos with the Chatzeres. So that's a way of saying Mavish Mefulish. Mavish in a Roy L'Shituf. So meaning you have two walls and you can go right through one straight to Rishus HaRabim, straight through. Hechsheru Belechi, if you fix now that one of the empty sides, open sides with the Lechi, Hazorgen Tochu Chayev. Because now it becomes Rishus HaYachid. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim to it, you're Chayev. From Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Hechsheru Bekor, Hazorgen Tochu Pat. So what do you see? Alma Kasavar, Lechi Mishamachitza. That's why it makes now Rishus HaYachid. You have three walls. Lechi cancels a machitza. The korah mishum heker. V'chein amar Rabba. So said Rabba. This is now the question of the girsa. Lechi mishum machitza. The korah mishum heker. So according to Rabba, Rabosai. According to Rabba, lechi creates machitza. I have now which is a yachid midoraisa. But Rabba disagrees. Rabba amar echadzev mishum heker. Means lechi doesn't create a machitza. So if according to Rabba, what would be the bin midoraisa if I have mavi mefurish plus a lechi? What? Nothing. It hasn't changed. If go down a few lines, Aspe Yeser Al Ken Amar of Yehuda. Mishiyeshu Shnei Batim. He has two houses and two sides of Rishus Arabin, which now creates like two machitzos. Osa Lachi Mikan, Lachi Mikan, Akor Mikan, Akor Mikan, Nosin Nosin Be'emsa. You take a Lachi on each side and then carry. And the Chacham said, Im Arabin Rishus Arabin Bekach. You can't do that. Where it says, Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Machitzos Do'orais. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Who hold shtei machitzos is enough midoraisa. Besides the lachi, are like a heck of the alma. That's the unique shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Tosus says es ve'yeser al kein vafil rabbanan lo asri lo ami el midrabbanan boi shos machitzos gemuras. The chacham require three machitzos. That's what we need for now background for our Tosus. So Tosus could have been asking two things. Either Tosus was asking that you have not done anything with a lachi on the third side when you have two walls. Why? Because lachi is only lachi is a heker. Not it's not a machitza. But then Tosus would be asking, according to who? According to Rava. That's because the girsa was Rava. If you look in Tosus at Rash, that seems to be his way of responding to defend Rashi. He says at the end, "Yeshu Yashe Pirish Rashi, Kemosha Pirish Lamanda Amalachem Mishum Machitza." Rashi says Nefurish Lachem Mishum Machitza. What did Rava say in Erevin? Why doesn't Lachi solve anything Midaraisa? Because it's Mishum Heker. But Rashi himself says that Lachi Mishum Machitza. But who says that in Erevin?
Rava.
Okay. So he quotes the Gemara in Erevin. Amo kesav lachi mishum machitza. The afagav the kamar hasam rabba amar echad zevechad mishum heker. Nira, that's not what it says over there. It's not that Rabba said that. Nira the Rabba gesin hasam shay tamidus Rav Yehuda. But Rabba holds and who's the girsan ayah Gemara? Rabba. So therefore Rabba holds mishum machitza. And therefore that's why. There is a fact, something happening midoraisa by Shabbos. So Kubitos' question was based on assuming that the girsa is such that either it's Rava here or it's Rava there at the end, whatever, one way or the other, Tosos, that the one who's speaking here about this migu holds lechi mishum heker. So therefore, you can't talk about loving the foolish. That's how some want to learn. The other way to learn, this is how the Magen Avraham learns Tafresh Lamed, and Yeshua also. Tosus is asking, I understand midoraisa, but midrabbanan by Shabbos, you still have a problem. So how are you going to help say migul to sukkah? You haven't solved anything. Rav Yehuda would be fine with this, but everyone else, you need to have three walls. You can't have two walls and a lechi. What would Rashi say to that? So look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz at the very end of the piece. The Nero Liyashi Pirish HaKuntris. And he says, this is what appears from the Lashon of Rashi. The Mari Hacham Memarim Fuleshes. The E Tikshilach, Kid Pirashi, the Rabbi Kim Rabbi Yehuda, Yeshlom the Asya Fikraban Rabbi Yehuda, the Avi Hacha Rabba, the Rabba Latamei the Amar Lechi Mishamachitza. And he brings the name of Rabba there, Hacher Lechi Azokitoch Chayet. The Imke Mahani Gabi Shabbos, Ukimokim Mahani Gabi Sukkah, Mitamigo. We're not Matir Tiltil by Shabbos. It's only consequences midoraisa that are impacted by this, but tiltu still aser. They call makom keva davi machitza de oraisa gabi shabbos lizrok amrinan migu lachshiru lagamri kidepirshu atosus gabi pasi biros. So this is going to lead us to the next tosus. Now we have to know what tosus says it in the next tosus, but still didn't accept Rashi in this Tosfos. So he says, the next Tosfos, we're going to read something now, the next Tosfos, that L'chaira would be a simple answer to the Kasha and Rashi. What is he referring to? Next Tosfos. Sichach agami pasi biro. So both say, halting cheshbon? Yeah? Yes, no, maybe? Again. Number one, you have to explain, as Rashi himself says, that we're going now, l'achi mishum what? Mishum achitza. Which means midoraisa, you create with shesayachim. What's our problem? But midrabanan, it's still us in the tiltil. That's the first in the Gemara there. But the answer is, if that's the only issue, there's an isadrabanan by Shabbos, that we can be matir by sukkah tiltil for the sake of mitzvah sukkah. That the isadrabanan that exists typically by Shabbos would not be imposed on Shabbos of sukkah. Migul would be enough to help us even chatchila to do tiltum. Because once I say the raisa is good, the rabbanan is unique to Shabbos, but not Shabbos to sukkah. That already they would not. And he says, where do I see such a notion? From the very next case of Rabbah, which is the next Tosis. Tosis discusses here, sichach agabi pasi biros ksheira. So pasi biros works now, remember, but the raisa works, however you explain this unique halacha. You have shema b'machitzos, it's somehow viewed as enclosed, midoraisa, even though there's omed meruba, poros mubala omed, but you have at every corner this el, ama mikanam mikan, that works. But midrabanan, they don't want you to use it. Only for what situations would a chacham lenient? For the ole regalim. And suddenly we have a sukkah, gabi pasi biros, on Shabbos the sukkah, and what do we say? Kasher. Factosis. Migo davi machitza leni Shabbos. Af al gav, delo itiru elo regalim. Ulo o regalim lo itiru elo behemtam. And even that was only specifically for the animals. But avo adam, if let's say you want to drink from this well, it's not for the ole regalim's animals. You know what you have to do? You can't just bring something up from the well and drink it within the area enclosed by pasi biros. You have to do what? Metapis v'yor, metapis v'ole. Go down and go drink in the well. And go back up. You can't bring something up from the well, the water, and imagine that you haven't carried. No. You're bringing up the pail of water and then drinking it where you are up above, then you've done Naveira because Acham is not allowing this. They're not going to treat this as Rishas Sayach and Midrabana. It's only uniquely for what? For only the golem for the animals. But not for Adam and not for other situations. So then at the end of the day, Pasi Biros works or doesn't work typically. No, so what are we saying? It's going to work for sukkah. Abius kasha. Mikomakom. Kevan de midoraisa shari becholinim. Midoraisa pasi biros is viewed as a reshus hayachid midoraisa for everything. Aminan migo. How is it going to help for sukkah? How can you metalto for sukkah? There should be this midrabanan of toto. But ba'afil midrabanan go asri. Mishum mitzvah sukkah. In other words, for the sake of mitzvah sukkah, they won't ask it to them. So you can carry mitzvah sukkah and have to be restrained by what you can carry. They wouldn't do that to you. So the hetter would apply to sukkah as well. So the chumra drabanan, the isa drabanan is unique to Shabbos, and the migo works. Tosfos concludes, v'chi avet v'chusa mimavet sheyesh lo l'achi hu mipasin. The Gemara says, why does the rabbi have to say both halachos? The Gemara gives explanations. Here you have shtei tfanos shleimos, here you have shema v'machitzos. Lo chayesh l'meimah haitaima. There was a chord as another chiddush in Pasi Biros, that we don't impose a chumad rabbanan by sukkah. So that's the reason why he has to say it, that we're not going to have the problem that exists typically by Pasi Biros. Yeah, lo chayesh. That svar does have to be spelled out as a reason to mention it separately. The pshita le time of the mitzvah. The svar of mitzvah is pashut. Therefore, the tzvicha svar is something different. Right? That's the antitosis. Nu l'chora, we have a simple problem here. Tosis himself says by Pasi Biros that the migul is good enough from a doraisa, where it won't work drabana, but it works with doraisa, to extend to sukkah. Even though by sukkah we're being matir, even midrabana. Meaning, yeah, there's a problem deraisa by Shabbos, but it won't carry over to sukkah. And the migul works. Nu l'chore, that's the pshat by Pasi Biros, that what was Tosfos' big problem on Rashi? This is exactly what the Beinu Peretz said in defense of Rashi. He says, what's the problem? It's a mavi mefulas. So what's the problem? So if I have lechi mishum, what's the lechi going to do? It won't be matir drabana. Rashi says, lechi mishum mechitza. Okay, but it won't help the drabana. But that's a unique to Shabbos. But it won't, they'll be mekel, but by sukkah, they'll be mekel, mishum mitzvah. And he gives, as the example, he says, kid appears to a tosus bin samuch, gabi pasi biros. No, so Rino Peretz looks at the tosus pasi biros, that you see that you can use the migu from the raisa heter, with the rabban were not matir, to sukkah, the chum would be matir. So then, mimeilo, Rashi's not shver either. Rashi said, when it comes to the sikicha gabi mavui, let it be a mavui mefulash, the chachamim are machne by Shabbos, but wouldn't be machne by sukkah. But then why tosus have a problem on Rashi? If the pshat of Tosus kasha would have been that he was goris, and everyone was rava here or rava there, and the kasha was that you haven't even solved the doraisa, then I think it's obvious Tosus kasha is a different kasha. But if you learn kederach the pnei shua and the Magen Avram, the Tosus kasha, Karbanisano quotes this as well, the Tosus kasha and Rashi was that except for the Rav Yehuda, the Rachachama not going to be matir, meaning midrabana. And therefore you can use nigo. Why not? You're using it by Pasi Biros, even though it's Nisad Rabbanan, Maishna. No, both sides, can you hear a chiluk? Is there a difference? There is a difference. There is a difference. So the Magen Avraham is in Tafish, Lamed, Sifkat, and Tess. That's a Ryan Vitosis, the Dafka Mavi Sasum, Ubipassin, says the Magen Avraham, Ubipassin. Afagab de Loitiu El Origolin, Tosis problem. Nikomakom, came in the Midoraisa Machitza Maliasi, Rabban Hudigazru, the Gabi Sukha Lo Gazru Kain Kasu Hatosis. That's the Tosis of Passi Biros. The Kasha, like the Magen Avraham, the Imkain, Lama Loitiu, the Mavi Mefulish Mehai Taima. The same way you're telling me the matir pasi biros by sukkah mishum mitzvah, so then let's say the same thing by mavi mefulash, there should be matir b'sukkah mishum mitzvah. No, what's the answer? Pasi biros, we already know something. What do we know by pasi biros? We already have a precedent. What's the precedent? To be matir mishum regalim. Different. By mavi mefulash, we don't have a precedent that a chama waiving their restrictions. Pasi biros, we know, it's built in that they allow the Raisa to express itself, Lamaisa, in cases of Oliragolin. So that's where we say, Mistaver, that Mishum Mitzvah of Sukkah, they were Matir Toto as well. That's what he answers. Yeshuomer, the shiny awesome, the Ainlo had the Klaal Oliragolin by the case of Mavim Foolish. They're not Matir Mavim Foolish for Oliragolin, but Shaking Khan, the Yeshetel Oliragolin, as I am for the Magen Avraham. I think the Pnei Yeshua, if not mistaken, says the same thing. Now, so la'olam, the pshat of Tosus kasha against Rashi on the top Tosus was mitzad the isad rabbanan. Even if we give lechi mishum machitza, but except for Rabbi Yehuda, no one's going to be matim mit rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says two machitzas deraisa, so of course it's going to be mitzad rabbanan at the end also. The chacham holds three machitzas deraisa, so even though you have a lechi that works mishum machitza to create a heter, only mit deraisa. Rabbanan wouldn't be enough. So therefore, how could you use migu? You still have an isad rabbanan. That was a kash on Rashi. I, by Pasi Biros, Tosus acknowledges that there was an Isur Drabban that still remained except for Oli Regalim, and yet the Migu works to be Matir over here by Sukkah because Mishum Mitzvah Hitiru is so Pasha, the Gemara didn't have to put into the Tzvichas, so it's so Pasha. The Chum would not carry. The answer is because they already have a leniency built into case of Shabbos by the Oli Regalim. So then they wouldn't stomach be matir by tzukah too, but by mavui mefulash, we never find such a heter ever, so then the Gemara couldn't be using a migu, mehechetesu should be matir by tzukah. That's what Magen Avraham says, and again, pretty sure that this is also how the Pnei Yeshua learns it. Yeah. B'chori yesh getmot, Rashi, Tosus, Kasha, and Rashi, Rashi here gish bazeh. And Rashi says, Nehidim midrabbanan asa mikamak midraisa machitza mal yehi midikayim one zog tocha chayit. Mishmachim mahani besuka af midrabbanan migu. Kamosha kaslu tosis besamach kabipasi biros. So what's Tosas asking? Miu says Pnei Yeshua. Matzino lemeimar da Tosas lo nichelu hu behachi. Why? I'm not going to run with more bekitzer, but he says, Yutafka pasi biros da fil midrabbanan askechan tzad shar yusa lo regalim. We find a precedent for a hefter by Elohim Golem. Mishum hachi samchin na migu in suk after drabbanan. That's what Tosus was okay with. Mashegin ben mavi mefuish adelechi to Rabban Rav Yehuda, Rabban who argued on Rav Yehuda, the Tana lo askechan sad hefter midrabbanan b'shabbos. Su lo shayach lo meim amigu b'suk al atir midrabbanan. One mahalach in Tosus. Oh, another way. Shenomar the Tosus garsu b'shmaitin, not Rabba, but Rava. The svira lelechi labisha machitza. They cannot feel midoraisa labi mishas yachlin in Shabbos. That's another way to learn Tosfos. Ela da kati lahavele lahakshas Rashi. Kivet the Rashi gufa nizam is evitirits yafel fishitaso. So why would Tosfos jump on Rashi? Rashi told you lelechi mishas machitza. You're asking a Rashi because it's Rava here. Rava is mishas heker. So therefore, it sounds like he's more inclined to learn pshat the way that the Magen Avraham learned. Tosfos kasha was midrabbanan, it's usher, and the fact that there's no precedent for a leniency by Shabbos, therefore is enough to ask the kasha that there should be no basis to be mati by Sukkah. But Rashi will answer, like the Tosfos Avinu Peretz says. Just like by Pasuk Rose, it's pasha to the Gemara, that if there's an heter midoraisa, I can use the migul even by Sukkah, that there's no drabban either. So here too, even though I don't have a precedent, the etzem by Pasuk Biros by Shabbos, but the chum is unique to Shabbos. And by Sukkah, if Pasha Digmar would know that there would be mutter even midrabban. This is, I think, the lay of the land, Rabosai. Now we have to deal with we have to really rub our sleeves and deal with the Ran, right? But this is Pasha, before anything else, Pasha Pshat, the Gemar. Pasha Pshat, yeah. That's the cheshbon of the Tosis. We have the chazer everywhere for Shabbos, we have the chazer, right? I want to say a little word. We'll have, I think, the basic pshat in the Gemara. Sunday we'll start on the Ran. There's a lot of things. Probably Sunday, maybe into Monday. We'll see how it goes. But probably Sunday, Monday. Then we'll do whatever we do for after that. We'll figure it out together.